This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wicked weather in California. A man accused of killing four Idaho students is extradited from Pennsylvania to Idaho. Lots of speculation as to what are the details that led to that arrest. And the big thing in Congress, 2 days, 6 votes, and no Speaker of the House. Kevin McCarthy does not get the 218 votes needed. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, just a snapshot about what's being talked about in these United States and beyond our borders, too. Plus the health of a Buffalo Bills young safety. So many learning more about him and concerned about him pulling through. What is going on with Damar Hamlin? We'll talk about that. But it is McCarthy who keeps on trying. He keeps on ticking, but he's taking a licking. 2 days in a row, going into the third day, vowing not to give up. He does not have the votes. Every time they vote, he comes up short. I do not think he expected that there would be 3 more votes, and he couldn't persuade enough to come over to his side. I mean, to vote for him, basically. And those that are not voting are not budging. So at this point, you know, it means that the legislative side, the House, can't, people are not being sworn in. Committees are not being assigned. And laws are not getting worked on. So ultimately, it is us, the American people, that get jammed up in the middle of this. It's not, oh, that's politics and I'm sick of politicians. You can be sick of politicians and the nonsense that goes on, but we do have legislation that affects all of us, things that are important, that are on front burners and back burners, maybe some that shouldn't be on back burners, that are not going to get discussed, that are not going to get worked on, money that's not going to get earmarked or passed or any of that, if you don't eventually get to the table, get this going. And it's not going, right? And you've got all kinds of former politicians, Republicans, who are pushing for McCarthy, including Donald Trump. It's very rare that the former vice president and the former president are on the same page, obviously, and they're colliding perhaps in the 2024 presidential campaign, but both are pushing for McCarthy and telling Republicans to get behind McCarthy. Trump said in a Truth Social post and called people, vote for Kevin, close the deal, take the victory. Didn't seem to move the people that aren't moving. And Mike Pence urged Republicans to support his friend. As he said on Twitter, Kevin McCarthy is the next Speaker of the House. So if this doesn't happen, these marathon voting sessions, if it's not appealing to some of the lawmakers, there may be a plan by some of the centrists, I would imagine that's being hatched, to get Republicans and Democrats to agree on a speaker. So who is that going to be? Republican Congressman Don Bacon, a McCarthy backer from Nebraska, said the preliminary talks had begun with Democrats about supporting a consensus candidate. So he's backing McCarthy, but he's saying, well, we realize if we can't do this, what are we going to do? I mean, you know, if the Never Kevin group refuses to give up, they have to find an alternative nominee because you got to govern, for goodness sake, right? Tick, 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 tick. We're wasting valuable time. So I think what we're going to see that's going to happen is day three, there are going to be votes that are taken, and it's going to be another day of frustration. I would be stunned if I open up this mic and I tell you, oh, you know, Kevin McCarthy, he's Speaker of the House. I have to say, heading into this, and based on conversations I had with some people, congressional representatives who are in offices that at that level, who were saying, yes, people were talking about it, but that it would probably get done. And that's what I thought. I thought, okay, well, it's going to be, he's not going to like it. It's not going to be, whew, swing the gavel and it's one vote. But I didn't expect that we'd be seeing this. Did not expect to see this. So this is something to pay attention to, because it absolutely, as I say on this show, what affects you in your backyard and me and mine, this affects all of us, peeps. It does. So it's not, oh, politics as usual in D.C., the log jam, the problems. It's not good for the Republicans, but push that aside. It's not good for anybody that there isn't, that this is, you know, as Sean Hannity said, I was driving down the street, I was listening to him. He said, is this a game show? Right? He said, is this a game show? And I thought, wow, but it is like that. It's like, what am I watching here? Like, Wheel of Fortune played backwards? It's crazy. And he was talking to Lauren Boebert when he said that. One of the people not voting for McCarthy, she's blocking McCarthy and saying, you know, it's not his time and it shouldn't be him. So, you know, she said, I understand the frustration, I promise you. And it's crazy. So what's the deal? I mean, then the question becomes is, who do you want to be Speaker of the House? And she's been interviewed a couple times. You're not getting an answer. There's not an answer. I mean, who's it going to be? Is it going to be, I don't know, Jim Jordan from Ohio, or is it going to be somebody else? But 218 is the magic number. So if McCarthy doesn't get it and we go through the shenanigans again, and I guess there's time for three more votes, you start at noon, do it again, then I would think that this talking behind the scenes of a centrist candidate would become much, much more serious. Very serious is the weather that is so threatening and happening right now in California. This bomb cyclone has just smashed into California. So, of course, the governor there has declared a state of emergency. And, you know, you've got massive flooding, a lot of rain coming down in just a few hours, which then whips up through the Pacific and affects so many areas in Northern California. So it's not like, oh, this is a lot of rain and there's some flooding, so we got to stay off the streets. No, it's trees are falling, lines are coming down. There's the possibility of mudslides. There's even an evacuation in a couple of areas because of that. And this is a large, intense storm. And of course, it's called bomb cyclone because it's sudden and it's significant as far as the drop in atmospheric pressure. So it causes what it's causing. The floods, terrible, terrible amounts of snow in the Sierra Nevadas. But boy, I've seen a lot of things in the San Francisco Bay Area, but I've never seen it like I have seen it happening now with this bomb cyclone. I mean, it is a rapid deepening storm. Be careful out there. I know we have people listening to us, absolutely for sure. All right, we're going to update you coming up next on the Buffalo Bills player and other things as well in the man cave.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Everybody cares about is Damar Hamlin, and everybody wants to hear some good news, some updates. And what we do know about his status after this cardiac arrest is there is some improvement. He's there, he's fighting in a hospital in Cincinnati. He was hit in the chest during a routine play in the game on Monday night, and this is where we are now, sliding into the weekend. So he stood up after the hit. We know the story now. He quickly fell backwards to the field, and then he was taken to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center and was resuscitated on the field. So he died on the field and was resuscitated, thank goodness. Got oxygen as he was carted off, and then once again went into cardiac arrest and got it again. Now, there's some conversation because of this. So he is a little better. He's on, you know, they're watching his lungs because of the blood flow, all the things that happened there. And the response is, in the NFL, first of all, has been, of course, an outpouring of sadness from the players who just want to see him get better. Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow said on Wednesday he'd welcome the chance to finish their game against the Bills, but he doesn't care about that. He feels for Hamlin, and that's the whole thing, that they're behind whatever is decided, and ultimately they didn't want to go back on the field. And Burrow wanted him to know, the Bills players, that they felt, you know, they didn't want to go back. So they didn't want to go either. The Bengals didn't want to go back either because they saw was happening. So there are all kinds of tributes, all of the Twitter accounts of all the teams now have a pray for DeMar symbol, and you know, even the New York Giants head coach and general manager honored Hamlin with a custom caps during their Wednesday practice. They had his number 3 number on the side and whatnot. And so there's all kinds of things that people are doing because they in the game because of how they feel about him. But the signs of improvement, I mean, that's the key thing here is what's good to hear that, because they're not releasing that. Doctors are not saying that lightly. They're saying that they see, they're being cautiously optimistic though, because you know, this is they're watching to see what's happening, but it's the thing that's good is that they are saying there are some signs of improvement. So he's going to be expected to be in intensive care as his health can as they continue to monitor his health and treat him and you know what not. But the signs of improvement that they're trying to get him to breathe on his own, and he's got the ventilator. And they're relieving some of the strain on the lungs, which have been damaged. He slipped over on his stomach in the hospital with the blood on his lungs and all of that. And that they can tell that he's trending upward. So, yay for that. And that's what we know. As for the game and the rescheduling of it, I mean, here we're in the man/woman cave. Of course, we're talking about that. And we don't know what's going to happen there, because it's going to have to get rescheduled, which would mean sooner rather than later. But how they do that, how the NFL handles that, we don't know, because we got this last week in the NFL and then you're off, boom, into the playoffs. So it's going to have to be maybe after the last week, but how do you squeeze that in midweek? It's very odd as to what, and there's no leakage of what could possibly happen. There's lots of speculation, but nothing exact has been nailed down there. So the 15 finalists for the 2023 Pro Football Hall of Fame, as everybody talks about now, is the dangers of football, the violent sport, and all of that. There is the celebration of those who have come before. Darrell Revis is on the list. Dwight Freeney is on the list. Joe Thomas is on the list for the class of 2023. Revis, I interviewed many times. He was really a cornerback that was considered to be a shutdown kind of guy. He had an 11-year career in the NFL, and he was with the Jets twice, which is when I mostly talked to him. And he helped the New England Patriots win a Super Bowl in 2014. Freeney played for 6 teams in 16 seasons, including the Colts. And he was considered to be a great edge rusher, as they say. And he's got a Super Bowl title. And he's been to Pro Bowls, all that kind of thing. And he has the goods for sure. Joe Thomas spent his entire 11-year career with the Cleveland Browns, and he is just the 5th player in league history to earn a Pro Bowl selection in each of his first 10 seasons. So he was considered to be the Iron Man. He played over 10,000 consecutive snaps. He didn't miss a single play until he tore a tricep during his final season, but before that, that hadn't happened. All right, and speaking of that, and going back to the injury, what is happening or being discussed is, okay, so you have cardiac arrest, and it's something we haven't seen. I mean, we've seen lots and lots of injuries, terrible injuries sometimes in the NFL, and there are pads. But there are less direct blows in football to the chest. I mean, that's why you don't have this kind of injury as much. It's more in baseball And in hockey, for example, and there are other sports, soccer sometimes, same thing. But what about wearing even better tested chest protectors that have this the material that is a protector for the heart that they could wear? And, I mean, they do wear shoulder pads that have a chest protector component to it, but could there be more that they could put together? And the answer is they could. And I'm sure that there are going to be lots of discussions about that, that maybe it's time to upgrade that. You know, there's so much conversations about the concussions and the helmets and what do you do with the helmets? Is there anything you can do to have something more protective? And it just may be that we're going to see that there's going to be even a better upgraded, if you will, chest protector specifically for the heart. But anyway, the big story is Hamlin and his survival, and then, of course, the NFL moving forward and maybe some decisions that they decide to make as a result of that probably is, well, not probably, it's definitely something that is going to be a heavy, you know, issue for sure. It's the off season in Major League Baseball, but how about the Red Sox? The Red Sox dealing the dough. Rafael Devers, he finalized an 11-year contract, $331 million extension. I mean, he is a 26-year-old star, so he doesn't reach free agency. And that is the longest and largest guarantee ever given by the Red Sox to anyone. You think some of the great players that they've had, they don't want to risk losing him. They've lost some pretty high-profile players the last couple of years. And he is key to the impact of what the Red Sox are doing, the third baseman. So it's interesting. It's far longer than Manny Ramirez's 8-year pact, 50% larger than David Price's $217 million contract. So this is it. I mean, this is the Red Sox really anteing up. He debuted with Boston at just 20 in 2017, and he's got this beautiful left-handed swing that is perfect, as some would say, for Fenway Park, where he's a machine when it comes to hitting doubles off the green monster and home runs out in right field, and he's definitely a fan favorite. But he's a big part of their offense and defense, and I guess that's the key thing. It's about wheeling and dealing in the offseason in Major League Baseball. Some great authors coming up next.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. House members will return as three more rounds of votes fail to elect a speaker on Wednesday. CNN says Kevin McCarthy has put forth several concessions to help unite the Republicans. They'll be back in the chamber at noon Eastern on Thursday. The suspect in the University of Idaho killings is back in the state. On Wednesday night, Brian Kohlberger landed in Pullman, Washington, less than 10 miles from the crime scene in Moscow. The NFL's chief medical examiner says the league is looking into every possible cause of Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin's cardiac arrest that happened during a game Monday night against the Bengals. Hamlin remains in the ICU and in critical condition. Members of European royalty will be attending the funeral Thursday of Pope Benedict XVI. The former pope died on New Year's Eve. He was 95 years old. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Just his book is Image Transformations of the Brain Mind, Experiencing the Emergent Supervening Self. It is so interesting when you think of the mind and what happens in our brains, and this image transformations by our brains are, as he says in his book, key to understanding dreams and hallucinations and all kinds of other states of consciousness, if you've ever looked at that. And boy, where we are in the world today, this couldn't be more valuable. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
What was your motivation behind writing this? Why did you decide to write this book?
Well, I thought it would be helpful to a lot of people because it explains the kind of experiences that the medical community and psychologists have had difficulty explaining for forever, actually. Once we understand the transfer between the primary and secondary consciousness parts of our brain, we can interpret our dreams, we understand our hallucinations, we understand how people can go into shamanic trance and how they can do automatic writing and a lot of other things. So folks who have had the sense of being possessed by spirits or they go into psychotic episodes and they don't know what's happening in their brain, it addresses all of those issues. And in that, over a course of really about 30 to 50 years, I learned to control all those different states of consciousness and create imagery on demand that I wanted, I came up with, I thought, of as a unified explanation for all of that. So transformations of the brain-mind actually explains all the different phenomena, and it simplifies it so people can really understand what's happening in their own head. And that takes away a lot of the anxiety and the fear and, you know, and the discomfort that, that people do have.
Yeah, I love that understanding what's going on in your own head, and obviously you have that. So it goes to how does all the awareness lead to a better mental health, and also self-healing, because we see how many people are struggling. So you think if people really understood that, that would be such a great gift.
Yeah, I was plagued by two really debilitating nightmares when I got out of the service in 1957, and I entered the University of Minnesota, and I was waking up two or three times a night, you know, in a sweat and full of adrenaline, not able to sleep, and was really destroying my university experience and social life. So I learned how to program, or we say now, script my own dreams. So I substituted pleasant, exotic kind of dreams for my nightmares, and I kept doing that for 20 years. But what it did was stabilize my emotions and my social life, let me lead a normal day-to-day life. But what I didn't understand at the time is that it was controlling my brain chemistry, the neuromodulators that automatically happen, which means that the brain goes into self-healing, so that when I stopped those controls and scripting my own dreams after 20 years, you know, I had a healthy brain that I could then use to finally understand all the stuff that was happening. So anyway, the book shares that with people, and it's a fourth book in a series that I started with my autobiography that, it explains the gradual progression that I went through to discover all these different things.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about in the book that all of us, and so for people listening to this who, you know, talk about dreams or they sort of remember something, you talk about the fact that each of us has like 25 to 50 dreams a night. But if we're sort of typical, we do only remember a handful in a week or month. But paying attention to the dreams opens what you're talking about, the door, the window, whatever you want to call it, to self-awareness, right?
Right. The brain is set up so that it has various functions that it performs. It wants to integrate into memory what's happened in the previous day and days, and it wants to rebalance your emotions. But one of the other little things that happens in the dream cycle is that your brain gets washed with cerebral spinal fluid, and it takes all of the all of the metabolic byproducts and flushes them out, so you remain healthy. And if you're not sleeping and going through those normal 90-minute dream cycles, your brain sort of gets plugged up with a bunch of junk. And if it goes to an extreme, you wind up with things like dementia and Alzheimer's. So sleep and dreaming is really a very important part of your 24-hour daily cycle. And to be able to control that means that you are improving your health from an emotional point of view, from a brain health point of view, from a social point of view in terms of stabilizing your life. So it's really important that people understand this and they're able to control what's happening to them.
Yeah, and again, we're talking about Image Transformations of the Brain Mind, this book, which, of course, you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, I hope they take away the idea that you don't have to suffer nightmares and hallucinations and fear from things like a sleep paralysis indefinitely, because these are all very simple things that you can learn to control once you understand what's happening to your brain. But the really, really, I think, hopeful part is that a German philosopher and researcher by the name of Metzinger said, and I'm going to quote him, he says, the fact that we can actively design the structure of our conscious minds has been neglected and will become increasingly obvious through the development of rational neuroanthropology, he calls it. It's psychoneurology, combining psychologically what's happening with your brain with the neurology or the actual physical processes of the brain. When we realize that we can control process, we can learn how to do that, and that it fundamentally gives us a road to health if we are not healthy, and it gives us a road to better health if we are, once we can control that imagery. Think of taking away the negative imagery and the emotion that you have that disrupts your life and stabilizing that. This is what the people who are long-term meditators attempt to do. And you can do that using the procedures and the self-hypnosis that that I developed and I talk about in this book and my other book. You don't have to suffer. You can actually change your life.
Wow, so that has to be pretty empowering, and what a thing for you to put out there. Does that feel good after what you went through and the challenges and then realizing and discovering what could happen?
Yeah, I went from sort of being a fruitcake, if I can use that expression, to being a healthy person who went on, got his doctorate degree. You know, I spent half my lifetime teaching at the university, and the other time pretty much working with people who have behavioral problems and disorders, you know, setting up treatment programs for them and working directly in human services. A psychiatrist who is now deceased as of last year by the name of Alan Hobson wrote a book called Ego Damage and Repair. And in that, he has the 35-page section that he analyzes my self-therapy and promotes the use of self-hypnosis and self-therapy, which were forbidden throughout most of the 20th century by Freudian psychiatrists. But it's something that I employed. It worked very well, and it fits into where neuroscience and psychology has come over the past century.
Wow, so when people get the book, that's something you've got in it, that self-hypnosis, the ways that they can work the system, so to speak.
Right, and it's a pretty simple thing. When I was in high school, I bought a book on hypnosis for 25 cents on a library sale. And so I used that to hypnotize my high school friends. So I was familiar with hypnosis. And when I was having all that trouble as a freshman at the University of Minnesota, I thought, well, gee, I'll just teach myself to do that. And it's really quite a simple procedure. You can look up self-hypnosis, you can follow those routines, and you can do that yourself. Or if you have difficulty, you can go to a hypnotist and say, you know, teach me how I can use self-hypnosis. But, I go through all those different steps and learning processes in my autobiography, which is Autobiography of a Ghost. So you don't have to feel helpless. It's something that any normal person can learn if they are motivated to do so.
Wow, so good stuff. Glenn Just, thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Was manifested in the egg, developed in the womb, born out of a moon belly, first lay a tomb, crying out like you wanna be put back in there. Maybe later in the incubator for more care. Alone, you can get home and your crib set, put behind bars and you ain't even lived yet. Going through the playpens, when will the space end? Parents can't make rent, money from the safe.
Do
you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For a conversation with Rudo Savage. Her book, I think, is incredibly impactful, and I know there's people struggling out there, and I know there's people who love people who are struggling, and I think this book could really change that around. We talk a lot about mental illness. I call it mental disease because I think it's so prevalent, and I hate the stigma attached to it. It's a really big topic for me, as you know, on this show, so I am so thrilled to have her on. Her book is called The Words of the Lost Soul. Rudo, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
So take us to the moment when you decided, I need to tell my story. I need to get this out there. What was it that motivated you to write the book?
So I think I touched upon it in my book, but it was when I was leaving the hospital, I just kind of had an overwhelming message come to me that I needed to put this experience into words, which was very bizarre to me, as I'd never wrote a book before. I'd never planned to write a book. I loved reading, but it was never something I dreamed of doing myself, being an author. So it was very bizarre, but that was kind of the birth of my book. So I guess in a way you could say it was an outlet for my own emotions, but also to reach out to other people who have felt a similar way to how I felt.
Yeah, so take us to that moment. You were a single mother, three children, all of that. What was it that made you know something isn't right? I need help.
It wasn't really anything major. I would more describe it as a build-up. I guess you could say that I had a lot of inner healing work that I had never really dealt with. I'd never really dealt with the emotions of isolation or struggling as a mother. I kind of just pushed them to the side. So I think inevitably those emotions just built up and built up. And yes, obviously, they came out in a very drastic way. I think it was more of a build-up of everything that I hadn't dealt with prior to that. If that makes sense.
It does make sense. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I get from your book is you talk about the challenges in society, and I said it at the top, that we keep having these labels, and that I believe that that's part of the challenge, right? And that we think that everybody else is living this incredible life, and we have these standards that are impossible, and how should our life be lived? And you talk about that. So did you feel that? Did you feel that pressure?
Yes, absolutely. So I think, as I've said before, as a mother, I feel like you can't fail. There's no room for failure. You have to be strong. You have to know it all. You have to be going in the right direction. There's no room for failure because you're obviously teaching your children how to live life, but you might not have it all together yourself. So I think that that's quite a stigmatized topic. As a parent, you're expected to have it all together. And not just that, I think by the time you get to a certain age, like I said, by 30, I still didn't really feel like I had it all together. I think the expectation of you is to know where you're going and what you're doing. It's kind of that expectation to know it all and have stability by a certain point in your life, which is unrealistic because life is ever changing. We are ever changing as people.
Boy, isn't that the truth. One of the things that you also talk about in your book, and it's a really powerful chapter, is the whole idea of vacant, and that the consultant is trying to decide whether your fate, basically, of leaving the hospital or not. Tell us more about that chapter.
Yeah, so it's kind of just addressing what mental illness can look like or what it can't look like. So obviously I'm sat there and he's trying to determine what's going on inside my mind. And it's just that kind of concept that you don't really truly know what's going on inside of someone's mind. To him, I looked vacant, but inside of my mind, it's just that constant kind of trail of thought after thought, negativity. My mind was actually very loud. And yeah, so it's just kind of that you might look at someone and think that they're okay, but what's going on in the inside could be a completely different story.
Yeah. And another thing I think that you address so well, and again, the book is The Words of the Lost Soul. We're speaking to Rudo Savage. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold, is the whole idea of healing and how do you heal? And it really is a tough process, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's not a linear process at all. You know, you have some good days, you have some bad days, but the process of healing, it's about kind of undoing all of your old thought patterns and beliefs, and that can be very, very difficult to undo what you've been taught for years and years and what you've known for years and years. So I think personally that's actually the most difficult part of healing. People sometimes think it's just about creating a new version of yourself, which maybe in ways it is, but it's also about undoing all the negative traits that you had learned prior to that.
Yeah. For you, writing the book, once you actually saw it, it's released, what was that feeling like?
It was amazing. I think I would have been happy if even one person had read it and had a good review about it. So, the fact that, you know, a lot of people did read it and reached out to me and were inspired by it, it was just, it's hard to put into words. It's quite a surreal feeling.
Yeah. And I mean, because you're shining a light on it. You're shining a light on what so often is not talked about by somebody who's walking that path. I mean, that's the thing. There are lots of books that are from doctors and people who have, you know, created charts of analysis of different people, but no two people are alike, are they?
No, they're not alike at all. Everyone's experiences and paths are all different. How we kind of deal with different things is individual. And that's what I was trying to highlight again. You know, we're all different and we see it in a negative way sometimes, but I think it's a beautiful thing. We're all made differently. And I think that we need to kind of appreciate our differences more rather than comparing ourselves to others.
Yeah, and because I think that's where so much of that pressure comes in, thinking that everybody has these magical, wonderful lives, and why me syndrome.
That's it, yes, why me, that is exactly right.
Yeah, definitely. What do you hope people take away from reading the words of the lost soul.
I hope that they take away that it is okay to struggle with your mental health. There's no shame in it, regardless of whatever position you're in, whether you're a mother, whether you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, regardless of where you are in life or what you're doing, it's okay to struggle. Also, again, like I said, all life paths are different. Just because yours is different to someone else's, again, there's no shame in that at all. Your life is still beautiful, you are still worthy, and again, pain is temporary, even if at the time it feels like the most horrific pain that you will never recover from. I promise you will. It just takes time, motivation, and strength, and you have all of that.
Oh, I love that. And belief, right? There's so much power in believing.
There is, and I know it's easier said than done. I used to think when people would say these things to me, I would even feel irritated by them. But looking back, there's so much truth in those words.
Right, just being able to process that, being able to do that.
Yeah.
And after writing this book and talking about healing and going through, you know, very vividly what happened to you, and which I admire, that laying that out there so other people know they're not walking the path alone. When you were writing this, was it during the process? Because I know it was wonderful afterwards. Was it cathartic for you?
Yeah, so I started writing the book, or writing notes, which were made into a book, a day after I left the hospital. So it was the emotions that are being read are very raw. So I remember it was, even I would be sat there writing and crying because I was still, you know, in a lot of turmoil. So yeah, I think that was a method that really worked for me, actually, even reading the book back and kind of just touches my soul how sad I was and how healed I've become. And again, I hope that gives the readers hope.
And this is good to tell people, like you said, the belief, the healing, the process. What do you do to keep yourself as balanced as you can?
I think routine is a big thing. I have a lot of routines with work and things I do with the children, seeing family, seeing friends, yoga, just lots of routine, lots of positivity in my life. And I think another big thing, which is reflected in the friendships I talk about in the book, is just having those close to you who, you know, just feel like sunshine to the soul. Just having those close to you who mean a lot to you, family and friends, they really help with the process more than I can even put into words.
Oh, there's the hashtag, sunshine for the soul. Absolutely. And this book is so powerful. Will you write another book?
I would love to. I would love to write another book. Probably focusing more on my healing process and what's helped, but I would really love to write another book, yes.
Does it make you feel good that you know that, hey, if you just touch one person, two people, three people, four people, that you're helping somebody else in the same journey?
Yes, yes. I mean, like I said, I was grateful to even help one person, so to help many is just beautiful. I'm so grateful.
Well, this is a terrific book, and it's a book that you should get or give to other people. Read it. The Words of the Lost Soul, Rudo Savage. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. It's been great.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.